Welcome back to the Christian Soldier Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Spurbeck. Thank you for joining us for another episode this week. And we took a week off last week. We had our church's missions conference, and through the preaching and the testimonies and talking to the missionaries, I wanted to speak to you today. And of course, we know this podcast is about fighting the fight of faith and battling the forces of evil in the spiritual sense, especially in regards to sharing the gospel with the lost world. It's a very tough battle at times. We deal with personal battles. We deal with battles in our families. But something I did want to highlight today is the battle that missionaries face. Many times we hear in the prayer letters what they go through. We hear some of the great testimonies of how God's done wonderful things, but I hope we take time, if you know missionaries that come through your church, to talk to them and just say, hey, what are maybe some of the hard things that you go through? And that brings us to 2 Corinthians chapter number 11, because if we think about missions, we think about the Apostle Paul, who planted churches all throughout Asia and through parts of Rome and Greece and Macedonia. Was greatly used of God, but we also, he speaks about what he went through and speaks about the battles he had to face and the challenges he had to face. Now, not complaining at all, but definitely gives us a picture into the battles that Paul faced. Verse 23 of 2 Corinthians 11, are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequent, in deaths oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils by the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine affirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. So, just looking at that, and we don't have time to break it down, all the pieces there, but just how many times he was persecuted, how many battles he had to face, the being beaten, being whipped in a shipwreck, and constantly being rebuffed by the Jews, and by the pagans, and by those that didn't want the truth. And then that's just the persecution part of it. Then he says here, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. So the responsibilities he had in feeding the churches and planting them and dealing with the doctrinal issues and doing all of those things, and what a tremendous battle he had to face. And I think we look at that and we say, wow, the Apostle Paul, but we sometimes disconnect the biblical examples, but we do see missionaries today, they face a lot of things that we're never going to face here in the United States of America. Maybe you're listening from overseas, and there may be different parts of your culture or that missionaries have to face, whether it be living conditions, or it be the spiritual deception, or it be the way the culture functions that is so foreign to how we do things in America. Talking to a missionary and some of the hardest things that they face have to do with their children. Children begging them to go back home to their country because some kids come up to them and tell them they hate them because they're an American, because America's bad, and that doesn't happen everywhere, but in some countries it does. And these are things that we don't face here in the United States of America. We face some things, people disagree with how our country's run, but just to have a hatred for what our country stands for, and that's hard. A hatred for God, a hatred for the Bible, and all of those things that our missionaries face, we need to pray for them. We need to pray and pray for them because they face battles we will never face. Things in the United States of America we will never face, they will face them. And they will face physical harm, they will face spiritual battles we will never face. And so many times we focus on ourselves, we focus on what we face in America. Not saying we don't face anything, we do, but missionaries face much more and very different things than we do here. And we need to lift them up in prayer. And Paul's testimony here is just wonderful. He says, if I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. As I'm going to give glory to God for all the things I've had to endure. I'm going to give God glory for all the times I've been beaten, all the times I've been whipped, all the times I've been shipwrecked. I know I've been beaten up. I know I've been fought against. But if I'm going to glory in something, I'm going to glory in that God has brought me through all of those things. And that's what we need to pray for our missionaries for they are real soldiers of the cross, and their families, for the wives, for the children. We need to pray for them. We need to lift them up in prayer. And I encourage you to take time every day to pray for a different missionary, to pray for the battles, to pray for the discouragement that can come upon them, the oppression. They need our prayers, and I want to encourage you with that. And consider that. Get to know, do you know the missionaries that your church supports? I pray that you do. If you don't, get to know them. Send them an email. Anytime you can WhatsApp them and say, hey, what can I pray with you about? And they will be more than happy to share with you what their needs are and what you can pray for them about. And that, I can tell you one thing, that will greatly, greatly encourage them. Let's be involved in helping, stand alongside, and intercede on behalf of these missionaries who are right in the crosshairs of the devil. And there are some that fail, there are some that quit, because I believe there weren't people there praying for them, and that we need to be praying and lifting them up and not let the devil's battle against them and wounds defeat them. We entice, well, God's there for them, but yes, God is there for them. However, God uses us to be there for them as well. The responsibility is on us, and the responsibility is to lift them up in prayer and to meet the needs that they have. Well, thank you for tuning in today to this week's episode. If you have any ideas for upcoming topics, I'd love to hear from you, and we're going to be stepping into a new series of things here going forward next week, and going through I go usually 2 or 3 weeks on a topic, and so we're going to be going into a new topic. But if you have any suggestions, I would love to hear from you, and I would love to have these topics presented, because this podcast is about the needs of those that are listening and about equipping us for the fight of faith. And so we will look forward to seeing you next week. Don't forget to share us on social media, email, text. You can find us at sermonaudio.com, and just put in the Christian Soldier and a podcast will come up. Also, RSS.com, called the Christian Soldier Podcast. Also, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, pretty much all of the, most of the major, Spotify, all the major podcast platforms, we are on there. Just give us a search and share us whichever podcast platform of your choice. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us info@tbckilleen.org. Message us there. Leave a comment on our sermon audio page there. You can leave a comment on the sermon just to share, give a testimony if this was a blessing to you, and maybe some prayer requests as well. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.